something I wanted to address for a long time. And sometimes it's been divisive to me over the last 25 years. And I haven't always been right on this or really understood it for the whole 25 years. But I remember 24, 23, 22 years ago having a correspondent, a man named Gene. And I know his last name, but it's not coming to me at the moment. And he was a good man. He died of cancer. He died of cancer as I was on the phone with his daughter. He was dying in the next room. He had the hospice people there, and all hospice is assisted suicide. They were pumping him full of morphine and making sure he died that night. Gene Hara, I believe his last name was, but yes, I'm pretty sure that's it. Gene Hara, he was a good man. But he believed in the noon-to-noon Sabbath. And we corresponded for a couple of years until he was too sick to correspond. And I could not talk him out of the noon-to-noon Sabbath. Sabbath begins at noon. The day, the Hebrew day, begins at noon because that's when the sun starts to go down. That was their rationale, and it's crazy, but there was a whole subsection of Identity Christians at that time that believed it and accepted it and practiced it. So Clifton had actually addressed this. What time of night is day? He didn't quite address it the way I am, but he addressed it in other complex ways. But I just had to get this off my chest because of some recent discussions that have encouraged me to do this. It's only maybe 1,000 words. While there are many assertions concerning various aspects of this subject among identity Christians, I really don't think that the day for Israelites had begun precisely at sundown, at some claim, or at noon, which is an old heresy that Clifton Emmaheiser was compelled to address long ago. Because the ancients had a very different view of day and night than we have. In modern times, we have made neat calendars that slice up every day into convenient 24-hour chunks and place a number on each chunk corresponding to both the date, the hour of the day, the date of a month, and the day of a week. And everyone has a watch or a clock to know precisely what moment of the day it is at any given time. What moment of the day, what day of the week, what day of the month. We know all that just by glancing at a clock at any given time. So an arbitrary time was chosen, which we call midnight, to designate a time when a new date began, but not necessarily a day, a new day, since the particular point in time is set in the middle of the night. I believe, where it says in Genesis chapter 1, verse 19, for example, that the evening and the morning were the fourth day. By evening, it could refer to the period leading up to total darkness, rather than simply the time of the sunset, which is usually at least half an hour past sunset, or in some applications, over an hour. There are three measurements of dusk, recognized by several different segments of society, which are civil dusk, nautical dusk, and astronomical dusk. And they are measured by degrees, where they are said to end when the sun is below the horizon by either 6, 12, or 18 degrees, respectively. Therefore, civil dusk lasts for 24 minutes after sundown, nautical dusk for 48 minutes, and astronomical dusk for 72 minutes. The word for evening in that passage of Genesis 1 and elsewhere is from the verb ereb, which primarily means to grow dark. And therefore, it describes the entire duration of the period of dusk better than it does the precise time of sunset. So in Jerusalem, in the summertime, where the sun sets near 7:45 p.m. for most of June, the end of the period of astronomical dusk would not come until nearly 9 p.m. in London, England, which is more relevant to the creation of our modern clocks and calendars. They weren't made in China yet. The sun sets around 9:20 p.m. during the last 2 weeks of June and the first week of July. The time of the year with the longest amount of daylight in the northern hemisphere and the shortest amount in the southern hemisphere. On May 17th of this year in London, the sun set at 8:48 p.m. And on August 1st, it set at 8:49 p.m. So from May 17th to August 1st, astronomical dusk would not end until at least 10 p.m. or a little later. Of course, people in towns with electric lights would think it was night and dusk was over, sometimes sooner than that. So the time of civil dusk is reckoned to be shorter than if one were at sea and could observe nautical dusk, or if one were examining the stars, and they come into view much better with the passing of astronomical dusk. To the ancients, the stars were a lot more familiar and a lot more important in their daily life than they are to men today. While the ancients also had named months, and each day of the month was numbered, I doubt there was a word for date used in the same precise sense of our modern date, or at least I've never seen one. So the precise minute that one day ended and another began was not a critical issue in the function of their daily society. Each night was counted in watches. Typically, four watches are mentioned in the 90th Psalm, verse 4, and in Matthew chapter 14, verse 25, and elsewhere. Typically, there were four watches in a night rather than hours. So the dividing line between one date and another date was not described or reckoned so precisely as it is today. Nobody had timepieces, but sundials were common. But they only function during the daylight hours, and day began at dawn, once the sun rose, rather than on any particular and officially designated minute in the middle of the night. In Luke chapter 4, verse 42. Speaking of Christ, we read, "And when it was day, he departed and went to a desert place." Travel in the wilderness at night would have been very difficult, especially with heavy clouds covering the sky, or even without the moon, depending on its location. If there's no moon at night, there's hardly any light at all. But in the opening verse of John chapter 20, Yahshua Christ had risen sometime before sunrise. On the first day of the week, before the sun came up, it was the first day of the week, which is repeated in Matthew chapter 28, Mark 16, and Luke chapter 24. In the verse from John, we read, "The first day of the week cometh, Mary Magdalene, early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre." So it was the first day of the week, even though it was not yet daylight and it was still dark. Then, later that day, in verse 19, even though it was already evening, John still referred to it as the first day of the week and not the second. There we read in John chapter 20, "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith to them, Peace be unto you." So if the day changed to evening, John may have said on the second day of the week, or perhaps in the evening after the first day of the week. But even though it was already evening to him, it was still considered to be the first day. However, the night before, it was already the first day before the dawn had come. And therefore, John perceived it to have been a new day even before sunrise. And otherwise, it still would have been the Sabbath. And if it was still the Sabbath, Mary Magdalene wouldn't have traveled to the place where he was buried. It's that simple. Supporting our assertions is Acts chapter 23, which described an event which, as we learn in Acts chapter 20, had occurred not long after the Feast of Pentecost. By our reckoning, Pentecost always follows after 7 weeks from the Passover, which always begins on the 15th day after the spring equinox. So we can approximate it to about May 24th, as Passover is on April 3rd on our calendars. In 2023, on May 24th, the sunset in Jerusalem and the evening began at 7:34 p.m. This is the date that we reckon is about the time of the Pentecost, May 24th. And if we reckon evening as nautical evening, the middle of the three choices, the choices being 24 minutes, 48 minutes, and 72 minutes, it is completed around 8:22 p.m., whereafter it is night. So in Acts chapter 23, which describes events in Paul's ministry that had occurred sometime around the time of Pentecost and May 24th, Paul had to be taken to Caesarea. And there was word that the Judeans planned to kill him on the way. When a chief captain who arrested him had heard of that, there was concern for his safe passage. And in verse 23, we read that troops embarked on the journey with Paul in the third hour of the night, which would have begun around what we know as 10:22 p.m., the first hour being from the completion of evening until 9:22 p.m., and then the second hour being from 9:22 p.m. to 10:22 p.m., and then the third hour would begin at 10:22 p.m. According to the record, both foot soldiers and cavalry had accompanied those conveying Paul in the initial part of the journey. And Luke wrote in verses 31 and 32 that then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. On the morrow, they left the horsemen to go with him and returned to the castle, or the Roman fortress, as the King James Version had translated the word. Of course, the actual time certainly may vary somewhat, but we can only reckon this from what we know currently of the times of sunset and sunrise at that time of year in Jerusalem. And any actual differences cannot be very significant. They just can't be. So according to Luke, 10:22 p.m. was the night. And then on the morrow was during the daylight period which followed. Yet, according to John, as we have seen, the first day of the week began before daylight actually broke, when it was still dark. Therefore, the apostles reckoned a new day to begin sometime after the third hour of the night and sometime before sunrise. That is just how we reckon it today. So for these reasons, I see nothing inherently wrong with our modern use of what we know as midnight to reckon the start of a modern date. Not necessarily a day, in order to standardize timekeeping. Midnight is even often close enough to sundown and the end of dusk that it is as good a system as any, since sundown varies greatly between winter and summer and across locations on the globe. Yes, I said globe, because the fact that on the longest day of the year, which was June 21st this year, it is light for over an hour and a half longer in London than it is in Jerusalem in the summertime, helps serve to prove that the Earth must be a sphere. Then in contrast, on December 31st of this year, the daylight period is not even 8 hours in London, but it is over 10 hours in Jerusalem, the full difference being about 2.25 hours. But it would be burdensome to change the minute upon which the date changes to correspond with the longer and shorter days throughout the year. What we know as midnight is a fair approximation of when a day should begin for our daily purposes. When the children of Israel were first told to keep the Passover annually in the law, at the going down of the sun, which does not begin the evening, but the evening period, which does begin the evening. The evening period, which we call dusk, is longer than it takes for sunset. It's the darkening portion of the day, which starts after sunset. On April 3rd of this year, the sunset in Jerusalem, that would be the Passover, according to our calendar, not the Jewish calendar, the sunset in Jerusalem at 6:59 p.m. So that's when the children of Israel were to kill the lamb. According to one recipe found on the internet, after the lamb is killed and dressed, which would certainly take at least an hour, and after the embers are hot, the lamb needs 4 to 5 hours to cook on a spit. So it is certain that the children of Israel were not actually eating the lamb until after midnight, the actual day of Passover. The time involved in the preparation and eating is reflected in Deuteronomy chapter 16, where it says, "And thou shalt roast and eat in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go into thy tents," not beginning until evening with a live lamb. It certainly would take all night to have such a feast, without a doubt. So there's nothing really wrong with using midnight as the beginning of a day and reckoning evening to be that period of darkening, which lasts until the beginning of night. And that could be, depending on where you live and what you do, that could be as many as 72 minutes or as few as 24. That's the evening.